This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The death toll in devastating Nepal-Tibet flash floods has risen to 392, while 1,468 people remained missing on both sides of the border. Nepal authorities reported 910 people missing, while officials in Tibet said another 558 people remain unaccounted for, taking the total number of missing people on the two sides of the border to 1,468. Nepalese security personnel have evacuated more than 800 people from affected districts. The catastrophe has triggered a major rescue effort by India, with External Affairs Ministry saying 290 Indian nationals in Nepal remain uncontactable. New Delhi is making urgent efforts to ascertain their whereabouts and coordinate the rescue with the missing Indians, including hydropower workers and tourist groups from different states. External Affairs Ministry has also established a 24-hour control room to assist with tracing and evacuation efforts. India has so far rescued 84 nationals. This includes 63 workers from the Trishuli 1 run-off river hydroelectric project and 21 people from Tamil Nadu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also spoke to Nepal Prime Minister Balendra Shah and assured him of India's full humanitarian assistance. The Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana has completed 12 years today, marking a significant milestone in transforming the country's financial inclusion landscape. The scheme was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on this day in 2014. Under the scheme, more than 59 crore accounts have been opened so far, with total deposits amounting to 3,17,000 crore rupees. Raksha Bandhan, the festival of special bond between brothers and sisters, is being celebrated today across the country. On this occasion, sisters tie colourful rakhis around the wrist of their brothers and pray for their prosperity, health and well-being. In return, brothers pledge to protect and support their sisters and present them gifts. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Lok Sabha Speaker Ram Birla has extended the greetings to people on the occasion of Raksha Bandhan. In Jammu and Kashmir, the annual Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra will officially culminate today with the traditional Chhade Mubarak ceremony at the Holy Cave Shrine. It will proceed to the Holy Cave today, where special prayers and traditional rituals will be performed. With the traditional ceremony, the annual Amarnath Yatra will officially come to an end. The annual Buddha Amarnath Yatra will also culminate today. During the 12-day long Yatra held in the month of Shravan, pilgrims travel to Baba Buddha Amarnath Temple in Poonch district of Jammu and Kashmir to offer prayers. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended the greetings on the World Sanskrit Day. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that Sanskrit is the timeless language of India's knowledge, philosophy and civilization and has shaped country's rich cultural heritage and intellectual traditions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that World Sanskrit Day is celebrated on Shravan Purnima to mark the timeless richness of the Sanskrit language. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uzbekistan tomorrow. He will be on a two-day visit to the Central Asian country. Prime Minister will visit Tashkent at the invitation of President of Uzbekistan, Shavkat Mirziyoyev. During the visit, Prime Minister will hold delegation-level talks with President Mirziyoyev to further strengthen the strategic partnership between the two countries. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall along with thunderstorms and lightning over Odisha and Bihar today. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh and Jharkhand during the day. Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyananda created history becoming the first Indian to win the Grand Chess Tour after staging a stunning comeback to defeat defending champion Fabiano Caruana 15-13 in the final at St. Louis in US last night. In squash, India's Vellavan Senthilkumar stormed into the final of the PSA Budapest Open after a thrilling 3-2 victory over compatriot Veer Chotrani in the semifinals last night. Vellavan will now face world number 55 Balázs Farkas of Hungary in the final tonight. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order directing that Lake Ontario be renamed Lake America amid rising trade tensions between the U.S. and Canada. And with that, we end this news bulletin.